Blog Talk Radio.
Who's media? Ew. What? Don't sit here all dead air. We're on.
Well, I knew you all just go, Blog Talk Radio.
Did
all I heard was a bunch of muffled blah.
Oh, and it doesn't suck because we're on speaker.
Guys, me. Welcome back after 2 effing years. Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
We decided we'd take a little break. So,
We started doing live stream on video, but I kind of missed this, so we don't have to get our makeup and shit done.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I think we're doing a little bit of an experiment here.
I want to get...
I mean, I missed it.
Yeah, I did. Don't bump that computer. I want to get premium so we can do direct voice and then get microphones. So, hopefully soon, I mean, that'd be cool. You're just going to sit here and be quiet now and make me do it?
Because you're not wearing your disguise.
Well, I don't have to wear my mask when I'm on here.
She thinks she needs to wear a mask to cover her face up.
I do. I don't like it.
Definitely, yeah. We can move to Japan just for that.
Oh,
be awesome again. You're belching.
I know, I'm belching, and she's
I know.
Well, I don't have to do that now.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's just the door.
I know it is. Stop stacking with it.
That's something Butters is fault.
You're making too much ruckus, man.
Well, one minute I'm not speaking nothing, and I'm just
quiet off. Now you're making too much noise.
Anyway. Merry Christmas, everybody!
It's over, and happy fucking New Year. We're celebrating New Year's tonight, because I want to spend my last day off work on over.
So we're going
to
do Happy New Year at midnight?
No.
I
hope not. I'm not doing shit on your
TV. I mean tonight.
I don't know. Why would I do that?
I know.
That'd be dumb.
For celebrating.
Who would do that?
People do.
No.
Right. Your grandfather's side of the family, I remember when we had to start doing Christmas in January, and I don't know. I think you were, I don't know. Yeah, you were just a baby. It was like the first Christmas, unfortunately. I remember showing up in the middle of fucking January, and your uncle, my uncle, your whatever. But, yeah, he was at the door to greet us, and he's like, Merry Christmas! You know, and
like, Merry Christmas? I haven't seen her hand right now.
Oh, my God.
It looks really funny.
All right, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
What is it, a white Christmas?
He's no longer with us.
Oh, the window's open.
Oh.
I'm going to go shut
the window. Anyway, yeah, I mean, you don't expect that. I mean, I guess I could get myself to get all festive and,
Merry Christmas.
No, I'm not single balls in my head.
Dingle balls.
No.
Dingle balls.
That was the end. My crazy uncle Frank walked away with those. I didn't
follow the taking tough for it.
Yeah, well, fuck with them. Well, he's the only nasty one. Anyway, so did you have hey, if you can, I was hoping they could message in.
Well, they can chat. There is a chat thing on here. If you come on here, you can go to chat. But I don't fucking know, and I don't really care because I just like doing it for fun anyway.
You don't have to say no. Pay premium, then we could see. And it's like a month to try it out.
Yeah, we want to get premium again. It's $39 a month for the cheapest pack.
Nice.
So, I mean, eventually we can.
We figured we'd come back and try this out and see what happens. Chat is cold. Open moderator to the window. I would have just taken that.
Oh, well.
So it says launch chat here.
I already launched the chat.
And
it's over there, though.
Wow.
You need to upgrade the flash. Fuck you, fuckface. Okay, so we can't do chat.
Anyway, well.
Whatever.
You can call in if you. If
oh, there, I got this. it would be nice to have some visitors, you know, while we're on the air and not meet her.
Or like screen a call.
Oh.
Yeah, let's, even though I don't have another phone, you can call in and try to be a chat
person. Oh,
all right, this is fucked up.
I can call via Facebook, can I? And the other one?
No.
That sounds like a really cool.
I know. Well, now that you're pulling out all the features, I'm still getting premium. Thank you. I can do a Kickstarter and try to get $39. Oh, wow.
You know,
well, we have a lot of listeners in our archive. We had a huge spike in August, so it's like, cool, there's actually people listening to our old stuff.
But yeah, we give a shit. I mean, that's one thing I'd like to, if anybody has, while this flash chat is still loading.
Okay, this thing needs to fuck off.
Yeah, so anyway. I don't know how many phony, fake, sorry ass. Because that all accounts have I've seen, and they just ruin it for people that really need. I mean, I had a friend that had like got $600 in fact,
well, it's all about networking, and if you have a lot of people that you share it with.
Exactly. I kind of missed old days. But in fact, if you guys ever heard of the BTK killer, I got it right, BTK.
I guess.
Yeah, some radar. I always say radar, because it's like radar on mass. It's done as radar. Make a long story short. My friend and a buddy of his, well, that's how they met, it. He's actually a survivor of BTK. And, yeah.
Oh, way to bring down the mood, Mom.
I mean, he had to go to a funeral. He got it in no time. And that's, you know, he does have a lot of, but just saying, he's well-known, so I'm sure that helped, too. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
I was just going to say, get that. I don't know.
Wash my hand.
Okay, well, she's going to wash her hand for a second.
Really? No, you weren't supposed to give that over.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a guest on our show.
Wait. I'm smoking on my hand.
So in this show, we are promoting. And it sucks because you can't use it properly. Well, I'm sorry, but the cat's out of the bag. Yeah, you have to practice. We're promoting the Pooter here. So you can go to thepooter.com. It's Jack Vale's invention that he uses in his videos, and it's fucking hilarious. All those Pooter videos, farting in Walmart and all that. Ew, you're spraying your fucking nasty spit all over me.
Sorry, Miss Professional.
Okay.
The walking part. Man, earlier I was just blowing it out of the water like crazy. And now it's like, now that I got a stomachache, I feel like I really got a fart. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to get, you have to. It's just a simple rubber frickin'.
It's
circular, geometrically.
It's a cylinder.
Yeah, a cylinder.
It's a black rubber cylinder.
With a hole in it. Two holes in it. Oh, I can't invent that.
No, it doesn't have two. It's got one.
Just a different, just a whoopee cushion in another form, basically.
Yep. It's pretty cool. I brought it to Walmart, like, a couple times.
Well, I have to mention the Lava Farm set.
Whatever.
keep that there.
On her phone,
and yeah, I farted into my phone, and then I save it.
Hey, what about the dude that?
Oh God, his name is something Schwartz or something. That dude, that security guard at a hostel or whatever. Okay, enough. And he recorded himself farting while he was at work at the hospital. He just sat there and recorded his face while he was doing that.
And he was making, like, noises
and hand poses.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was taking a drink of beer. You could have said something.
That
counts as
something. Let her explain out to you.
Anyway. I will, dude. You know when you, like, start falling asleep and when you start falling asleep, yeah, like, okay, I've had so many of these happen, and that's why some of the funniest shit exists today in my world. Like that table with the Santa hat and the skis.
I
fell asleep. I was trying to fall asleep, and then, like, you know how you hear stuff? You're partially dreaming. It's so weird. I heard this lady going, dong. I was like, what the fuck? And I woke up laughing. And then I just thought about it more, and I started laughing more.
Exactly.
It was so weird.
We just have to tell you guys something.
What?
This is the K-A-O-S.
K-A-A-O-S.
Don't
know the name of her.
Wait. Let's see, how far am I down?
Okay, so
for anyone that doesn't know, years ago I thought when they were doing radio stations, where they were having the speakers come in and do a motor skills test on the DJs and the host, and they give one hard liquor, that would be me, and one beer, that would be her, and they would totally they would drink in moderation or whatever throughout the morning show.
This is moderation.
And KDWB, anyway.
Who cares? Why?
Yeah, they come around this area. That's when I heard.
Anyway, you don't have to.
So, this is the first time I heard it, and I thought it was one of the most funniest shows I'd ever listened to, and a lot of the they started doing this, like, every year, and then other stations that were doing it. So I just had the idea, hey, wouldn't that be cool if they had a show where the DJs were drunk all the time? You know, and, I mean, not, like, every morning. I mean, we don't drink like that. So we figured on the weekend, we'll just do a drunken bullshit show.
Where are you going with this?
And, well, some people don't know, unless they have a summary, that, we're not sober when we do this show.
We decided this, that's why it's called DBS, Drunken Bullshit.
Is that where we can edit the show?
No, that's the audio we're going to play during the show.
God, you think
after fucking 6 years she'd know this by now. So after, we decided after 6 years of doing this show, I mean, we took almost a 2-year fucking break in January. Last show we did was January of 2017, apparently. And apparently that one must have sucked. I don't know.
That wasn't the New Year's Eve one.
No, it wasn't January.
That was the best.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that one, I don't know. But I have a lot of the archives, so...
Except for that one, and that was one of our best.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that one or not. I know the ones that we have in archive right now, I don't know how far they go back. I think it's like in the 40s, but I do have all our earlier shows. But yeah, I can do them and whatever, because whatever. Okay, it is. All right, we're going to play a song real quick, though, so.
We stopped, and we need to pick it up here, so.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be back. All right, I'm going to play Dioxide again. We always play Dioxide on here.
Stop telling, just put it on.
Oh, people like to know what they're listening to, you know. I mean the song. It's dioxide. It's gate. Fuck. All right, let's say, figure out the song. Whoever. Yo.
Okay, I wouldn't touch that though. Okay, but anyway, yeah, that was the outside. Guys, I'm sorry. I know it sounds like shit, but
I don't have another phone or something.
We can't really do anything about it right now. This is what we got to work with.
Everybody, Happy New Year.
Not, get off my hand.
I'm not on your hand. John! Okay, Alicia added fucking Jess with two cheers. Okay, the one New Year's Eve, you're both sitting at the end of her bed.
Did I see that?
Last New Year's Eve we did on a, how many years ago, where we were sitting at the end of her bed with all this stuff, was she pissed on my bed? I don't know, but that was right. The house started talking to us.
The dresser attacked us.
We were so wasted, and every time we're wasted, and we get laughing, and all we have is last 2 minutes of the show. And then all of a sudden,
nobody saw us going.
I am. I'm getting there. But normally, the few minutes at the end of the show, she's laughing so hard. She can't even fucking clip to get off the air.
Yeah.
And that night, I don't know how that fucking happened. I got up and went in my room, self laughing. We were laughing so hard. Our faces hurt. Our guts hurt. I went in my room, and all of a sudden I hear a big thud, and she'll be like, ow! And I was still laughing from something else. So I'm just stumbling around outside the room, which was her dining room. My room was next to hers. And I see her, you're laying on the floor with a dresser on you.
Oh my God.
And all the drawers, I'm trying to push them in and trying to push them in. And then I go popping out and hit you back in the face again.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was laughing so hard. So I went back and I stumbled back in my room. And
you walked away from me and just walked me.
I think that's when I sat on your bed and I peed. I laughed until I...
No, that wasn't that night then. No, that wasn't.
Well, whatever. Okay, then whatever. Well, then I lied. I did something. But I went back into my room, I think after I tried to help you pick up the dresser. Then I went in my room, and then all of a sudden, whatever I did, I was trying to pull out the top drawer.
Yeah.
You're skipping a very important thing, because remember, you were trying to...
We
need the ha-has.
You were trying to help me, and then you ended up on the floor. And you ended up getting taken down by the dresser, too. We were both like, oh,
all I remember is my own dresser.
And you went in your room after that.
God.
You ended up fucking.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to help her, and then her fucking big mongo-ass dresser fucking kicked me down, so. It has both pinned to the ground.
It wasn't even that big either.
I don't remember. We were so plastered.
It was that big one with the brass handle.
I keep thinking it was white. I don't know.
No, that wasn't the one. That one was white.
Well, then I go to my room, and I'm trying to pull out
the drawer
and to get out some new pants or something. And the drawer was stuck, and then I gave it a yank.
And that's what happened in my room, too.
Yeah, and I was like, you can yank the fucking thing. Somehow I slipped. I go to pull it, and then it's like the dresser skips up in the air and drops. And I slid back because I didn't want somebody. My instinct was not to have it on my
face. So as I skipped back, I clipped and fell. Because I think the rug under me, I was doing time before. So, yeah, I went down.
Dress was on me. So I went in there. Like, I don't know if I was laughing what I was doing. I was like, oh, fuck. And I think you were already, I don't know if you were still under your dresser. It's like we were both under our dresser.
I got back up, obviously. If you would have gotten up out of your situation and left me to deal with it more, that'd be so cool.
Could you imagine if we would have had, like,
call 911, like, and have the cops come and help us?
Yeah, really. Well, can we have, like, one of us had our phone in our hand and call 911 and then have to try to explain to the statue that I'm stuck under a dresser and so is my daughter in the next room. So my dog, I'm stuck under my dresser and are you alone? No, my daughter's here. Can your daughter help you? No, she's stuck under a dresser in her room too. So, yeah, then right away they're going to be like, are you on drugs? Yeah, they'd be like, what do you guys do? Well, hey, Happy New Year's Eve. Don't ask us what we're doing. We're having fun.
Yeah, we're doing.
We don't want to die under. Yeah, we just don't want our dresser to fucking, we don't want our dresser to, like, cease possession of the, or not possession, but we don't want our dresser to fucking end up.
Yeah. Like that time when I was up north and the cops somehow showed up and I was talking to an officer outside. He's like, all right, you're going to quit drinking now and going to go to bed. I'm like, fuck no. I want to drink more.
Oh, yeah, that was the night that I got the emergency pressed on my
That's not how it went.
Oh, stop that.
That wasn't there.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, we don't need to hear about that one. We want to go shut up.
That was so funny, though. I'm like, fuck no, I'm not going to quit drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you going to do about it? I'll be inside the house.
Yeah, they can't, really, they can't do anything about it. Just like that.
Are you going to tell me to go to bed? Fuck that.
Yeah, sometimes I see this shit on, like, live TV. It's like, some of these people in, I know they're other states, but they're literally being taken out of their house. Because they're disturbing the neighborhood and they're drunk. And they don't think that they should be left home alone, that they literally take them into detox and have them evaluated. But yet, how come when our fucking cop that lives in was allowed to hang out the window and keep the whole neighborhood up all night?
I mean, fucking got started off some Howard Lake.
Yeah. Anyway, asshole. Way to go, not wanting people to.
Hey, it doesn't say we're in Howard Lake now. We're not there anymore.
It's a beautiful, sunny day.
Hey,
oh, by the way, it's the weather. It's weather time. It's weather time with K-A-A-A-A-O-F.
I know.
A's for asshole.
I know, right?
So, yeah, where we are right now, our current location is
sunny and cold as fuck.
Yep.
With lots of icicles and
this fish needs to shut the fuck up.
Really? Already?
Yeah. And then on to the next topic, religion. Next. Politics.
Next.
Next.
World news.
Next. Well,
time flies. You already know that.
Just start getting going.
Oh, well. I wish we could have, like, a warm-up time. So we could, like, sit here and get all pumped about it. And then be like, woo!
Sit here and go into archives still.
But now I got stuff to do.
Well, guys,
hopefully next time we're on, it'll be premium.
Is this still season?
You know what? We're going to start a fucking GoFundMe, so help us out, because we really want to do premium. This is ridiculous. I know it sounds like shit, so.
Yeah, this should be the end of season one.
No, this is actually, well, I can change it, but.
Yeah, let's do that, because.
Yeah, so let's,
Sucky-ass one.
All right, well, we're off in 5 seconds, so.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next time.
Fuck you, Grace.
Bye.
Fuckers.